Due to avian flu, which is massively kind of rising the cases of it, it means that during the winter periods especially, we'll be able to take in more birds. At the minute, we can only take in like a very limited number because we've not got kind of the space to be able to isolate them safely. So it will mean that we can help a lot more kind of bird casualties in the winter time. It's going to cost us at least 40,000. We're expecting it to be more than that. I think the prices of materials are coming up kind of each year. So it depends kind of how much that goes up as to what the price is going to be. But we're kind of doing it in three phases. So the first phase is just basically going to be the flooring, so the concrete base for the units to stand on. And then we're going to have the kind of external walls, and then the internal part of it will be kind of the third phase. So it's going to have kind of multiple isolation units. So we'll have some for swans and water birds, some for kind of smaller garden birds, and then we will have isolation units for foxes and badgers as well. So often we get foxes that have got kind of mange and things like that we'll have to isolate from other foxes and animals in care, so it allow us to do that. Obviously, we are relying on donations for this. During COVID, all of our kind of extra building funds were used up just to help us kind of survive over that period. So we are kind of looking to build that back up again so that we can get these new buildings done. So we have got a GoFundMe page. If people just wanted to donate through that, that'd be great. But obviously, if people wanted to organise their own fundraisers to kind of get creative and get involved doing something themselves, then that'd be great. And we can obviously, if they send us what they're doing, we can kind of share that on our social media as well. I guess the only other thing, if someone found a bird that had kind of symptoms of avian flu, they'll just be kind of lethargic. They can have kind of watery eyes and show kind of flu-like symptoms that we'd have in humans as well. They can have neurological signs, so you might see a swan just kind of swim around in a circle, not really doing a lot. But yeah, if obviously you do suspect a case of a bird that's got avian flu, the best people to contact would be DEFRA. And then they'll be able to assess the situation. Obviously, we are always here to give advice as well. So if you give us a call first, that's absolutely fine.